mean, it's up there, and he's going to do that on YouTube. He's got background in it, and he's going to edit it and stuff. But I'm going to do this just with Facebook, and I'm just kind of trying to keep on her and not anybody that, so, is what my goal was here. But
blue is pretty nice.
So.
The Mediterranean world. I found this out a few days ago.
Oh.
And when women are proper age for blue, these are the child.
Oh.
That's their way of communicating to the cultures that they're pregnant.
Oh.
Hence, we got blue with Mary.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
She was Palestinian.
So,
yeah, we went to blue a couple of years ago. It was always purple for us.
Oh.
And so we had a generous donor and said, I'll do all blue. So all this was blue. I got a chancel was blue. I got a stole that was blue. Oh.
So Pastor, she says, is it purple or blue? And I said, I don't know. I'll have to look. And it's like, it's blue. Well, they even had, they turned blue on all these ribbons and stuff. This big horn, everything was all red. Mm-hmm. They changed it all out and stuff. So,
good child. So
okay.
In the Mediterranean world.
So, we'll get through this week. And like I said, I have a baby on top of it. I'm trying to get everything printed out, and I had enough time. And it's like,
also,
I just printed them out like this. The programs are just
okay. They're back here.
Yeah. So,
and then tomorrow at 7 at the other St. Louis, we're doing a Celtic evening prayer. It's only about 20 minutes. And the guy that's leading it is, he's a someday retired radio guy. So he's like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, no, you need to slow down. He's like, you realize what you're asking? Yes. You know how hard this is going to be? Yes. That's why I'm asking you. And so he finally started to get into that. It's more of a contemplative, meditative.
Okay.
So that's the whole point, just to slow down. And then there's some meditations that come from that really kind of, you ever find yourself in a hole, the last thing you need to do is pray for smooth walls.
Oh, that's true.
Good point.
Very good point. So, now we had children's program. Yeah, just get packed up on Sunday.
Yeah, we had our children's program. And I warned everyone, when it comes to kids, we need to go. So just get used to chaos right now. We're not going to have a perfect, it is exploding. And they sang Noel, and at the very end, the whole congregation joined up. It was really pretty. That is how children's program should work.
Would you like to read anything?
I can if you like. Which one would you recommend?
Would you like, otherwise they do an awful lot of talking.
Hmm?
Otherwise they do an awful lot of talking. Your choice.
And you want me to do the lamentation?
Sure.
And then
is that mic on over there? Is it mic on over there?
I don't know.
I tell you one of these days. I've got to switch this up.
How do I tell? Do I do?
It's good. It's on. Okay.
So we got that.
Yeah, I'll do the first two of the lamentations if you want.
Sounds good.
There's the hymn, so I'll do this one.
Okay.
And then you're going to probably go do the collective here.
Yeah, we'll just
do the collective. And then there's the song.
Which we're
responsive. Then I'll do this one here.
Okay.
And then you can get up after that.
Sounds like a good
one. And then you can do after that. I'll do the what was that? So you can go, and God bless us anyways.
Yeah, look.
Here's the hope. Now, is that Mike? Is where
yeah,
you're
that,
go?
Yeah. So if you take that,
and just come up when we can get to that.
When we get to that.
Okay, and I will run back and forth.
Do you run back and forth?
Because I have kind of a small screen, or should I go back further? Do you want me to cover? See how it is right now? It's there, so if I just kind of, if she's over there.
Yeah, just turn.
Okay. Yeah,
should I just, is that good there? Or should we take, or should we go back and do a up?
No, that'd probably be good because you go too far away.
And then you can't see. Yeah, so, okay. But when we're ready, I can push the go live button.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think we're ready to go.
Okay, are you on mic?
I'm on mic.
So we're all ready? Background music. I guess I can sit here until my cue is. When you, the lighting of the Advent wreath, when you, after you light it, then I hit the song, right? Or not during or after?
Either way.
Okay.
Either way, because I'm not going to do a reading.
No reading? Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to go right to the song.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're on.
The light of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the hope of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God is our light and our salvation,
our refuge and
our stronghold. From the rising of the sun to its setting, we praise your name, O God. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your people.
Reading from Lamentations. I am the one who has seen affliction under the rod of God's wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without light. Against me alone he turns his hand, again and again, all day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me sit in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me out so I cannot escape. He has put heavy chains on me. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with huge stones, and he has made my path crooked. He has shot into my vitals the arrows of his quiver. I have become the laughingstock of all my people, the object of their taunt songs all day long. He has filled me with bitterness, and he has salted me with wormwood.
Let us reflect on the pain and the stress of 2021, of COVID-19, the deaths of loved ones, job losses, distance from family and friends, violence, political stress. How do the strong images from Lamentations chapter 3 speak to us tonight? How have we experienced God during this time? Let us pause and reflect. Let us read Psalm 77, verses 1 through 15, responsively. I cry aloud to God, that he may hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord.
In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. I think of God, and I moan. I meditate, and my spirit faints. You keep my eyelids from closing. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old and remember the years of long ago. I commune with my heart in the night. I meditate and search my spirit. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love ceased forever? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? And I say, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I will call to mind the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is so great as our God?
You are the God who works wonders.
You have displayed your might among the peoples. With your strong arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. At this time, all who would wish to do so are invited to come forward and light a candle to symbolize our losses and our griefs and our need to mourn and to receive healing.
Reading from Lamentations. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good for those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good to one who should wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord, for the good for the one to bear. the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to dust, yet there may be hope, to give one cheek to the smiter, and to be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone.
Let us pause and remember the mercy of God and give witness to hope. How have we experienced God's mercy as individuals and as a community this year? What is our hope for the future? Let us pause and reflect. Creator of the stars of night, bless the long hours of this night with the warmth of your presence. Come to all who suffer in any way. Grant rest to the weary, freedom to those who are burdened, and bright hope to those who despair. Strengthen us as we await your coming once again. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A reading from Isaiah, chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. A reading from Revelation, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." A reading from John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and challenges of life may find our rest in you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, support us all the day long of this troubled life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed. the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. May God enfold you and give you rest. May God nourish a seed of hope among you. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. The light of God goes with you. Thanks be to God.